Three,
two,
one,
zero. That was odd.
Hey, what
it
did I say?
It certainly was.
Hey, we're talking about the madness of guns, history, it's fini.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
I got something. Right here. Madness is missing. And we like that. We like the fact that the madness is missing. Dr. John.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
Johnny Handsome.
And?
Snow Bunny.
Well, what the heck are we gonna be talking about this week,
I got something for you right here there, Dr. John.
What's that?
I'm very happy, John. Doctor.
Well, what's this we've been hearing about the madness being missing?
I don't
madness
know,
madness could be missing. He might not be missing.
We're could looking be missing.
There's a possibility that madness is buried in some big old madness. Hole in the ground.
Who shot him?
Big old straw.
Where'd he go?
He's sucking for air right now.
Nobody knows. So stay tuned for the next edition of Ground Zero.
Zero.
The madness is missing.
Madness, we need you. Where are you, baby?
I buried all cheese.
Shot the madness.
We're looking for your madness. We need you. Come back.
Nobody knows. Hey, Snow Bunny, did you see the madness around?
No, I haven't seen him all weekend, man. I mean, all these babes have been calling for him. These phone numbers, I got a stack a mile high.
Yeah, look at
for
that.
Him.
There's mold in his coffee cup and dust on his joystick there. That's weird.
Hey, Doc, Snow Bunny, how you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Ripper, good to see you.
Hello. This morning. Where's Madness?
That's another Monday, and I thought it was supposed to be Madness Monday, but
we haven't seen
him all weekend.
We were supposed to hook up Saturday, and, you know,
this is weird.
Hit the town.
The Madness might be missing. This is serious. What are we going to do? If he's missing, what's going to happen to the show? What will the board of directors say?
The board of directors? What about the Big Kahuna?
Oh, no, Big Kahuna.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is bad. This is serious.
Forget the Big Kahuna. What about all those babes? I got about 25 numbers.
This is terrible.
Well, buddy,
if the madness doesn't show here
the...
soon, we're in big trouble. We're going to have to figure out something to do here before everyone finds out the madness is gone.
How are we going to trick them into thinking the madness is still with us?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what the board of directors and the Big Kahuna said? They said, get rid of all that, you know, information stuff on the show and get more entertainment. I thought they were going to give the madness a really good raise or something like that.
Imagine
on the salary.
The madness is entertainment.
The madness is mad.
Oh,
who knows
madness.
Where the heck he
is? What are we going to do? He's
where
not showing.
Where the hell is madness?
We're
going
to have to do something,
where
folks.
Where the hell is madness now?
Hey, I got an idea.
What you got?
You remember all that holographic equipment we got in last week for the real video shows we were going to do?
Video shows.
Yeah, maybe we could modify that and make a modified madness hologram.
Madness.
What do you think? I mean...
I think no hologram could take the place of that.
Come on, they
man.
Won't know. It's just a show. I mean, they won't know who's doing it. If we get the voice just right and everything else, I think it could work.
You got something, Dr. John.
All right,
if anyone
let's
can
do
pull it.
It
off, you can.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah, who's there?
Hello? Anybody in here?
I'm in here.
Who are you, old man?
I'm the archivist.
The archivist?
That's right, Creston Crawdad, the archivist.
Well, old man, I came down here to see if we have any old recordings of one of our employees, R.T. Madness. Could we look that up, please?
Old recordings? Listen, sonny, we got all kinds of old recordings.
All right, well, Could you just show me where to look and maybe we can find something?
All right, I guess I can help you. What did you see? Who it was again?
R.T. Madness is the name.
R.T. Madness. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Well...
yeah, he was one of the first to join Ground Zero, and I figure we gotta have some kind of information down here about him.
I know. I knew him when you was just knee-high to a praying mantis.
Well, that was a pretty long time ago, Gramps.
That's right. Well, let's see here. I'll look in this file. I'll tell you. Maybe in this file, huh? Right, well, let's try this file. Dadnabbit. All right. Let's see. Right here. We got the file on him. Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. What does it say,
well,
Gramps?
Let me see here. This was taken from a time when he was apprenticing with an ancient Indian tribe in the Yucatan Peninsula.
That's odd. I'd never heard he had ever done anything like that. What does it say?
Well, son, let's hear what it sounds like.
Madness was missing. He went to the sea. Kick-ass gear drove him crazy. He wanted to be free. Where is the madness? Really wanna know. They need him at Ground Zero to do the next show. Ripper went crazy. He's so confused. The doctor kept going. He would not be refused. Everybody thought that the Ripper shot him dead. We really wanna know, should the Ripper have died instead? Who shot the madness? The doctor needs to know. He's looking for a replacement to do the next show.
Now back to our Saturday matinee afternoon movie, The Naked Madness, starring Smelliot Mess and the Retouchables.
Go.
All right, Johnny, I got questions, and you better have some answers, I'm telling you.
Listen, I'm telling you, a gravel hand. I got nothing. I got nothing for you. I never will have nothing for you. When I got something for you, I'll let you know.
I'm tired. I'm tired of all this stalling, Johnny. I know you know what happened to the madness, and you're gonna tell me, or else.
Listen, the only thing I can tell you, I was with the madness. We had a drink.
Yeah.
He met up with the broad. The broad and him took off. That's the last time I saw the madness.
That's a lot of bull, Johnny. I know you were the last one to see the madness alive, and you better answer up quick.
Let me tell you something, old gravel hand. Hey, Gina Louise.
Johnny,
listen to what I'm saying, Gina Louise. I'm trying to talk to the man here.
I gotta go get an appointment.
Gina Louise, one more time I gotta tell you, and I'm gonna get, you know what?
Hurry up.
Johnny, keep your gun more quiet. I got questions for you. You hear me?
Oh, you shut up, mister.
I'm gonna throw you in jail.
Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you one more time. I'm sitting at O'Callaghan's, sipping on a cold one.
Yeah.
Me and the madness is shooting the do.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he meets this broad. She comes in. Nice redhead, about 5'5", 36, 24, 36.
I hate it when you talk about broads.
And they head out the door. That's the last time I saw the madness. That's the God's honest truth, so help me,
well,
God.
Well, you got pretty observant all of a sudden with the measurements there, Johnny.
Hey, you know me.
Johnny,
you know I like it.
I don't buy it, Johnny, and I think we're gonna be able to pin this one on you.
Listen, my girl knows.
Oh my god, my nail's broken! That's what I know!
We got witnesses at the bar, Johnny. They saw
you. Hey, let me tell you something. The witnesses are going to corroborate my story wholeheartedly.
Listen here. Get your gun mall out of here. Get your damn carcass out of here. I don't want to see you around here
I'm
no
ready
more.
To get the heck out. Gina Louise, Hobbita Bobbita, let's get it.
Hobbita Bobbita, I'm going to Hobbita
Bobbita. We're going to pin this on you if it's the last thing I do, Johnny. If it's the last thing I do, I swear I'm going to pin this on you.
I'll show you the last thing I'm going to do to you, honey.
Now a word from our sponsor. Kick-ass gear.
Is that right?
One, two, three, four. Well, it's the dark that makes your game out of sight. We're at Kick-Ass Gear. Now we're all here. We're at Kick-Ass Gear. With Dr. John, he knows what's going on right here. And your gaming gonna rock. Buy from the dock. It's fast, it's cool and overclocked. Ain't bought one yet? Dock's your best bet. Kick-ass gear, kick-ass gear. We're all here, out of sight, out of control. Rock and roll.
Fast and ready to rock, cause they're overclocked.
Hey, Gramps! Gramps, come on, bring those tapes. We're going up to the lab. We gotta get some work done.
Okay, I'm coming.
This way, come on up this narrow stairway here. You got all those things? You got those madness files?
Yeah, I got them. I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm right behind you.
All right. Here we go, Gramps. Bring them up here. Put them there on the table there.
Okay.
And now, all right, now, we got to put some data into this machine. We got to get it going. Well, you got any more tapes there, Gramps? You got anything else besides that last thing we heard?
Well, they don't call me the archivist for nothing. I found these tapes of Mr. Madness in my 1960s decade file.
Well, that looks pretty old. What's that one?
Well, I discovered when I blowed off the dust on this here one that it was the Madness was working with the famous blues man, Murky Waters.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was singing a version of that John Lennon song, or that ballad, and we'll have to listen.
All right, put it on there, Gramps.
Okay.
The Madness.
Where's the madness? Tell me why. Where's the madness? Tell me why. If he ain't dead already, well, the Ripper ought to die. gas was in my soul. It made me suicidal. It really took its toll. I was the madness. I wanted to die.
Well,
kick-ass gear already. You know the reason why.
All right, Creston, I think we've got enough data here to program the Madness hologram. Go over there to the data entry port and insert tape number one.
All right, I'm just going to go right over here where you said and put in that tape.
Yeah, right there, that's it.
All right, here goes. I'm putting the tape in now.
That's it, okay.
That's
it's working. John, it's working.
What's going on?
Cerebellar functions to 50%. All right, insert tape number two.
All right, that's over here. Let me just do this right now.
This is working.
Alrighty, here goes.
Cognitive functions reaching nominal levels.
That's right, Dr. John. RT Madness here.
I think it's going to work, Creston. All right, put in the next tape.
Well, let's see. That's right over here. Putting in the tape. Okay.
Personality profile reaching optimal. Well, sort of optimal. This will work! This will work!
That does not compute. Warning! Warning! Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, Will Robinson! Dr. Smith!
Dr. John!
Penny!
I can see it's working! It's working, Creston! It's alive! It's alive!
When the madness is over...
Creston, it's alive! I tell you! Oh my God! What's happening? I've got to get out of here! Ah!
When the madness is over, when the madness is over, yeah. When the madness is gone, said so long, madness sang his goodbye swan song, yeah, yeah. Goodbye, my friend. He was missing one day. They found him in Florida today. He's gone away. But the show will go on and on with Dr. John. He really knows what's going on.
Hold on, Creston. Let me make a few adjustments here.
It was endless thoughts of mindless dreams.
I think that's got it, Creston.
Through these fertile streams.
Hey, Creston. I think it's ready for its first real-time review. What do you think?
All right.
All right, well, help me then. Let's lug this equipment over to the war room. It's right over this way. Come on.
Okay, I'll help you out. Alrighty, okay, where are we going with this thing anyway?
Come on, this way.
Where is this war room?
Yeah, here we go. Okay, open that door. There we go. Hey, Ripper, how's it going?
All right, Doc, how you doing?
Good, hey, what you playing over there?
Who's your old friend there?
I'm Creston, that's who I am. Hey, I'm the archivist.
He's the archivist here at, Ground Zero, and he's going to help us with the Madness hologram we got set up for the real-time review.
No kidding. You think we'll pull that one off, Dr. John?
I think it's going to work.
Let me see that puppy run.
All right. Well, listen,
well, I'll
you
give
play?
You guys a run for your money, you little whippersnappers.
Sit down over there, Creston. You take that station over there in the war room.
Okay, and fine.
We're going to get going. What game you playing there, Ripper?
I got Show Go loaded up, Doc.
All right, play that there, Krusty.
Yeah, well, I was already playing war games when you was just a gleam in your mama's eye.
All right, well, let's get going then. I'll fire up the Madness hologram. Here it goes. I think it's working. It looks good. Here we go.
How was that, Doc?
Good. We're going to start the real-time review with the Madness hologram. I think it's at full operating speed. So here goes. You ready?
All right.
Welcome to our first real-time review of Shogo Mobile Armor Division. With the Ripper, RT Madness, and Creston Crawdad, the Archivist, here at Ground Zero.
All right,
how you guys doing?
Madness.
Alright, I'm doing alright.
How you doing, Madness? It's been a while.
That does not compute.
Yeah, well, good. Here we go. We're gonna do a real time review of Shogo Mobile Armor Division. So let's get started. We're in multiplayer mode here in the war room.
I tell you, Dr. John, I thought Sin was the ultimate game, but here we are on Shogo, and I tell you, I love this game.
It's one heck of a great game. Not only are the graphics awesome, the weapons are really quite spectacular.
The speed of it is fantastic.
What do you think, Krustin?
Well, I'm going to try to kick some robotic butt out here.
That's the attitude. Yeah. And what do you think, Madness? What do you say about this game? Madness?
That's right, Dr. John.
Well, that's interesting.
That's insightful, to say the least.
Yeah. And so, Ripper, what do you like best about Shogo?
I tell you, Doc, I like the way you can hunker down in vehicle mode and hit the streets.
Oh, man, you just fly in vehicle mode. We've got it set up so vehicle mode is easily accessible with the right mouse button.
It's a must, Dr. John. I need to get my middle button to do the forward motion so I can do it all from the mouse. Well, shoot, run, and vehicle.
And what do you like most about this game, RT?
Well, Dr. John?
RT?
The graphics are great.
Whoa, I'm not feeling too good for a pirate.
Okay.
RT.
Well, what I like best is not only the fact that it's a little bit more fast-paced than some of the shooters, especially with the vehicle mode, which allows you to zoom around and pick up your power-ups extremely rapidly, and then jump back up without a moment's hesitation into full stand-up combat mode and blast away. But it's got one of my favorite weapons, a sniper rifle with telescopic sight.
I'm gonna get you, you whippersnapper!
I'll show you, Pops.
You're about to die!
Some launches, and of course, the Shredder.
Yeah, old man.
Looks like you're toasted there, Krustin.
Yeah, let's see. Well,
we'll take it easy on the old man. What do you say, Dr. John?
Don't you worry about a thing.
Well, I give this game a 5 out of 5 smiley faces. It's a top-notch, sure bet game for anybody who likes anything even remotely associated with first-person shooters.
If I had this kind of artillery when I was in the Great War, it would have ended a lot sooner.
That's for sure, Gramps.
When the madness is over.
And thanks for joining us here at Ground Zero for our real-time review of Shogo Mobile Armor Division.
Did I say 5 out of 5, Dr. John?
You sure did, and earns our...
It's hard to believe.
Ultimate Kick-Ass Award here at Ground Zero.
It was... Endless thoughts of mindless.
See you next time, folks.
Floating ideas through these fertile streams. Yet they were leaving residue of strange psychic dreams.
Hey guys, you
these
think
dreams they whispered softly in the night, and arose temptations that arose the sight.
Oh, brother.
Where is the madness? Where is the madness?
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more... Well... More of the same. For the new, improved Ground Zero of 1999.
Please.
So, come on back next time. We'll see you then, folks. More zaniness. Less madness.
Madness. Well,
thanks again. We'll see you then.
Have you gone?
What's going on, Dr. John?
My brother.
That was non-regulation.
Talk to me.
That does not compute. Danger, Will Robinson.
Madness is missing.
I dare say it would hardly meet approval.
I buried R.T.